Hard-fought win, Tom.
Oh, that was a battle. It was a battle. It was a good game to win from the standpoint of how we won it, Schultze. I mean, none of us knew. It was a 2-2 game and could have went either way, and we just happened to get that last bounce.
I'm guessing that the bench was a little bit on the nervous side when they scored to get that thing 2-2. But,
oh, yeah.
How did you like your execution after that fact?
You know what I mean? It was just one of those games. I mean, there were shifts I liked and there were shifts I didn't. And, I mean, it was just one of those games. It was a barn burner, as they would say. And, again, they could have won that game, and we just got the last break, you know.
4-on-4 leads to some more offensive chances. I wouldn't be expecting Tommy Muck, though, to make that kind of a play, but what a move.
Well, that's how confident he is this year, and he's playing with so much confidence, and he's feeling it.
How about the play by Elias of getting him the puck like that?
Elias is a good player.
Was that on his backhand?
You got it.
A backhand little saucer pass.
Yep.
Alex Adams, what a night he had tonight.
No, he played a heck of a game. I just acknowledged him. I just told our guys how proud of I was of him. But I did want to – I called out two people who I just thought were just – I just thought they were just all six periods. Alex Adams and Tyler Kirk up the whole weekend. Those guys played heavy. They took care of the puck. They played heavy. They played good defensively. In a game like Bowling Green, I just thought they stepped up with their physicality and just – I just thought that they were really in control of their game, and it's interesting. TK gets the game winner last night off his head or his neck or whatever, and then Alex makes that play on the third goal. And Alex was a force, I thought.
That's great vision by him to see Ross flying down the slot, but that is exactly what Ross is supposed to do there, right?
Well, yeah, he probably saw him maybe, but he also knew, you know what, you just put pucks on net right there. Yeah, it's just a smart move, and we even said earlier, get pucks on net. Who cares if he freezes it? We just felt we were really in control of the face-offs, so we just wanted to get as many face-offs as we possibly could, too. So there was just a couple different things we were talking about on the bench, and obviously, again, Ross got a stick on it. So
you guys won 39 face-offs. They won 24 of those 39. Ross won 16.
No, Ross was a force on the dot tonight.
Oh, certainly worth the price of admission again.
No, it was great hockey.
After a weekend like this, you need an off week, don't you?
No, big time. No, we do. We do, Schultze. Mostly after a sweep, you know.
Dominant at home again. You won't be home, though, for about a month.
You got it.
See you in a couple weeks, Tom.
All right, buddy.
Tom Cerutori, the head coach of the Beavers, victorious tonight 4-2. A 4-1 win last night. They sweep and get 6 points on the weekend.